have over 250 publications in at least three languages, in German, French, and English, and even a publication in a Finnish journal, which sounded very interesting.
That is to evaluate the sedimentation velocity to get out the thickness of the chain molecules.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, now let me just maybe mention that you also have a great number of patents on manufactures, procedures and apparatus, especially on the distribution of mixtures of substances on non-miscible liquids. We have talked about this. So before we conclude the interview, I'd like to ask you another question. You have talked about your versatility, that you do a great number of things, as Staudinger said, and I was wondering how you see yourself. Do you see yourself as a disciple of Staudinger, or a pioneer in physical organic chemistry, or what is your idea about your own standing?
Who likes science and sees different things which would be interesting to see closer. And then I took this and that, and I think it's very difficult to say in which field of the structure of chemistry the Schwerpunkt of my position lies. And I think that may be it comes perhaps from my youth, where I was interested in philosophy.
Yes.
But if something interested me,
like a true scientist, or almost like a Renaissance man who is interested in many fields. But it seems that you did everything very well. Everything you did in depth, and you did it very well.
Your visit brought me to the study of all these 15 numbers, and the lecture of each was for me
the reading,
a pleasure.
Yes,
because I saw that even now I could it not do better than I did it at that time.
Yes,
but well, I was a lucky man. I had a wonderful chief, Staudinger. We worked optimally together, he with his great ideas, and I as a pedant, who did different things in all details. And I had the luck to be able to dispose of the great number of different substances which in his great number of dissertations were produced.
Do you think that you were able to go into the details? You say pedant means you were very thorough, that he lacked the time to do, so you more or less did a lot of things for him that he could not pursue because he did not have the time.
He got his professor at Zurich for the work he did with ketene. These are O double bound to C, and
ketenes,
from this C the two valences went to another C. And he worked on ketenes very intensively. as a chemist, but when he came to Zurich, he was only a teacher, and he had so much to do with teaching and organizing that he had not the time to work in the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And people like I liked very much to do the work mm-hmm. on the laboratory table, so that gave a very good...
You complemented each other very well.
Yes.
So you would say that he had he was the biggest influence in your scientific life.
Yes, yes.
Staudinger.
Yes.
Well...
And I was fascinated
mm-hmm.
by the fight against him.
Uh-huh.
That I could, from the philosophical
uh-huh.
point of view, judge
mm-hmm.
something new. And so many people...
Opponents. Yes.
With their complete force.
Was that, in your opinion, only scientific, or was it against his personality?
No, it was purely scientific.
Purely scientific.
Yes, yes.
It was not...
Did I tell you that when he gave the last lecture in Zurich, before he went to Freiburg,
mm-hmm.
the famous mineralogist Nickli said in the discussion, "Herr Staudinger, wenn Sie Ihr Polystyrol genügend reinigen würden, würde es kristallisieren wie Naphthalin oder Benzoesal."
Meaning, Professor Staudinger, if you would purify your polystyrene enough, it would crystallize
like
naphthalene.
Yes. And when he gave his first general lecture in Freiburg, a famous colleague with a Nobel Prize, Wieland, said him afterwards, klopfte ihm auf die Schulter und sagte, "Lieber Staudinger, organische Moleküle mit mehr als 50 C-Atomen gibt es nicht."
Oh, I have to translate that. His Wieland said to Staudinger, "Herr Staudinger, Mr. Staudinger, organic molecules with more than 50 carbon atoms do not exist."
You see that?
Yes, that was his problem.
Yes.
Really was then scientific.
Yes.
And
did I tell what, yes, you have got it, what Willstetter said?
Yes.
I'm not completely convinced, but when he is right, he opens a field.
I got that. Well, I think this brings us to the conclusion of our interview. Professor Signer, I would like to thank you on behalf of the Center for History of Chemistry very much for your time and efforts and patience, and it was most stimulating and interesting to review the story of your life, your scientific life, and I appreciate very much that you have agreed to this interview. I really thank you very much.
I thank you very much. Your visit gave me the Anstoß to read my lectures again.
The motivation reread your lectures and
thank you very much.
Relive your scientific life. Thank you.